Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, at home since last October, the 10-year-old girl who can't go to her special school because she needs a nurse will hear from Leah Ford's mother. American football and the Pittsburgh Steelers set their sights on Ireland. We'll tell you all you need to know about it. Boris Johnson's WhatsApp messages and why a COVID inquiry wants to see them. Parents are asked for contributions for schools ahead of the new school year, but how voluntary are they? Our reporter John Cook meets buskers in Killarney as they get used to new rules and first results emerge from the census. We'll have them hot off the press a little later on. Our text number is 51551. You can also email the programme todaycb@rte.ie. In Ukraine, residents in Kyiv had another very difficult night of drone attacks following strikes on the city yesterday, which left one woman dead and several people injured. The Russian Defence Ministry has accused Ukraine of launching a series of early morning drone attacks on Moscow. And to take a closer look at what's going on, I'm joined by Belle True, international correspondent with The Independent, and from Kyiv by security expert Maria Avdiva. Good morning to you both. And Maria, if I can start with you in Kyiv, how was the night last night?
Hello. The night was difficult because it is already the third night in a row when people in Kyiv have almost no sleep because Russia attacks starting at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then the air raid and the explosion, they last for several hours. So many people feel really exhausted because of the sleepless night. And then yesterday, it was not only in the night, but also the daytime attack, which caught people on the streets, school children going to school, and people experience a really difficult several days here in Kyiv.
Now, despite what happened yesterday morning, Maria, I know you've been out and about this morning. What are people saying about how they spent the night and their fears for today?
Well, during the night, there were multiple explosions around Kyiv in almost every Kyiv district. One of the high-rise buildings was hit by the debris, and one woman was killed. And in other areas of Kyiv, also the destruction of the buildings and the cars were reported. So people, of course, are worried because you wake up in the night to the explosions, and then you never know where the debris will fall or if the air defense will be successful enough and shut down all the drones. Mm-hmm. This night, Russia attacked Kyiv with about 30, and 29 of them were shut down. But if they are shut down, they will fall somewhere, and you wake up and you don't know where it will happen.
So it is some comfort that the defensive response to the drone attacks, it appears to be working in the main. But what you're telling us is, Maria, there is still danger for people living in the city because there is some debris that falls, and there is no telling where that's going to happen.
Well, absolutely. And this is what keeps people awake, apart from the loud explosions, because when the air defense is working, the explosions are very loud. You can't sleep through it. And then people take their children, go to the corridors, go to the bathrooms to hide there. Some go to the shelters or to the metro stations, which work during the air raid as a shelter. So many people have no sleep for several days now, because in the night, every night, Russia attacks Kyiv, and this is a huge city, and people have to continue with their normal living, go to the work and do the normal stuff, which is now very difficult for them.
Belle, can I bring you in here? Because on the other side, the Russian Defense Ministry has said this morning that Kyiv staged what they called a terrorist attack on Moscow using at least 8 drones. What more do we know about what happened?
Well, the Russian Defense Ministry is saying that, as you said, 8 aircraft drones are involved. They said 3 had been taken down by essentially a drone jammer. 5 had been shot down by their air defense systems. Of those 8, they said 3 had crashed into residential buildings. And we understand that includes quite prestigious areas in Moscow where the elite would live, including perhaps President Vladimir Putin. But no one has been killed. We understand that 2 people sought medical attention. Again, I'm quoting here the Russian Defense Ministry, so I can't independently verify that. But they were also saying that the drones were quite large. They have a wingspan of at least 4 meters, and they claimed that these drones could theoretically fly up to 1,000 kilometers. So we're talking about serious military drones with quite large capacity. But again, this is what the Russians are saying.
And the Russians have accused Ukraine of carrying out this attack. And we've had a response this morning from the Ukrainian president, Bell.
Yes, so a presidential aide has denied that Ukraine was directly involved in the Moscow attack, but said that, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecast more to come. This is not the first time there have been drone attacks in Russia. Russia has repeatedly blamed Ukraine for them. I've spoken to multiple different Ukrainian officials who've always said that they are not involved. These attacks actually are designed to give Russia essentially the green light to attack further into Ukraine. As was being reported there from Kyiv, Kyiv has been under fire for the last 3 nights, and we expect there to be further attacks on the horizon.
What does this mean, these drone strikes on Moscow? Are they an indication of what's to come, or a change in how this battle is fought?
So there have been quite a few drone strikes, or alleged drone strikes, deep into Russia. Moscow is about 450 kilometres or 280 miles from the Ukrainian border before, over the course of the last year since Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. But they certainly seem to be getting more and more, let's say, intense. Every time they happen, this usually is responded, Moscow usually responds by basically pounding Ukraine across the country with long-range missiles. So I expect there may be an even more difficult day-to-day for Ukrainians across the country. It's not really clear what this exactly means, but Ukraine has obviously been talking a lot about its long-anticipated counter-offensive, where it hopes to regain territory taken by Russia in, like, perhaps the east or the south or southeast. The details of the counteroffensive have been kept very quiet. But this could be, this could signal further attacks on Ukraine in the future, perhaps further drone attacks on Russia as, you know, the war and the counteroffensive moves forward.
Maria, do you expect that what happened last night in Moscow will prompt further attacks on Ukraine today and perhaps in the coming days?
It's very difficult to evaluate this like that, because from the very beginning of the invasion, Russia is doing everything it can to harm Ukraine as much as they can. And this is not connected to any kind of attacks in the territory of Russia, no matter who is responsible for that. So Russia will do everything to terrorize Ukrainian population, to stop the counteroffensive, and to bring as much harm as it could. So that is why Ukraine, in response to this night's attack, is asking for more defensive and air defense weapons and high precise long-range missiles that will allow Ukraine to defend its cities and to defend its civilian population.
All right, thank you both for joining us. Maria Avdiva, who's in Kyiv, and Bell True, international correspondent with the London Independent.